This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What is happening? Oh, welcome to an intimate afternoon with We Hate Movies.
Wait, I'm pouring water.
Oh, some beverages?
Yeah, please. Just hold on.
You shouldn't have. Thank you.
Oh, wait, let's get this on mic.
No, I don't think it's...
Yeah. Don't put the electronics near the pouring water. It's probably a bad idea.
Well, tonight I might put a toaster in the tub.
My name is Andrew Jupin.
Eric
Siska.
Chris Cabin.
And I'm Steven Sadak.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York City. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us.
Yeah.
Now, how many of you guys are familiar with the show we do on the internet?
Yeah.
Couple of folks.
Oh,
okay.
If
there's any first timers, if you got tricked into coming here, conned maybe is the right word.
We apologize in advance.
We are a comedy show that takes a movie, good, bad, or otherwise, and, you know, regardless of quality, makes fun of it. They're usually pretty bad.
Yeah, some gentle ribbing, I think.
Yeah, sounds right. Yeah.
Some light slander.
Yeah. Of foul language.
If you have a problem with that, I mean, there's a parental advisory sticker that comes with the show.
Yes, a big E, a big red E.
Oh, E, that's what they use now,
explicit.
Right?
Explicit.
There will be smoke in the middle of it as well.
No, they should strobe
have, they
lights.
Should, by the way, they should have been handing out that E in the lobby there if
yes,
you didn't get it.
You should
it.
Have an E with you.
Yes.
So this afternoon's film, Constantine, from the year of our Lord 2005, directed by a guy named Francis Lawrence.
The worst.
He's the worst?
The worst.
Why? What did he do to you?
I Am Legend. That's what he did to me.
Oh. He did one of those there Hunger Games, too.
He did three of them there.
Oh, really?
Hunger Games. He did the last three, I think.
I Am Legend was kind of a con job, too, right? Like, yep. It was like, everybody went to see that movie because it's like, oh, my God, the new film, the Batman stuff's on the trailer.
Yeah.
You have to go see that movie.
I saw that in IMAX for a trailer.
Hey, Eric. So did I.
We went together.
Oh, that's right.
I think we did, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So this movie, has anyone seen this movie?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Good. Yeah.
Are you fans of the Hellblazer comic line?
Mm. Okay.
Josh is one guy.
Can we start with why they didn't call it fucking Hellblazer?
Hellblazer's a great name.
Great name.
Yeah.
And apparently the whole reason they didn't do it is because Hellboy was the year beforehand. And they were worried about it getting, you know, scrambled up.
Oh, man, look at that. Hellboy's still in theaters.
that really
keeps going.
Well, Hellboy 2 came out. Now it's called Hellblazer. Hellboy 2 Hellblazer.
That's like the Hellboy sequel where, like, his son goes to college and is just getting fucking ripped all the time. Just stoned off his little red ass.
No. It's when he joins a country club.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I have to put on my Hellblazer. My navy blue Hellblazer. Let's get racist. Those people are racist, right?
Yeah.
In country
mostly,
clubs?
Yeah, of course. Most of the time.
But it's like the new... Oh, you're going to go see the new Superman movie, Kent? I'm super excited to see Kent.
That would experience some hilarious subway vandalism on those posters.
Yeah, I believe so.
Putting that out there. So this is the movie where Keanu Reeves is playing an English guy who's not English.
Well, he's not playing an English guy at all. I mean, he's playing...
Well, John Constantine, the comic character, and you may want to read a fucking comic book.
Yeah, I should.
Was born in Liverpool, England, as a matter of fact.
He's a lad from Liverpool?
Yeah, he's a little lad from Liverpool. He's like the sixth or seventh Beatle, I hear.
Oh, is everyone in Liverpool considered a Beatle? Is
yes,
that
and
works?
You're just ranked by, like, town popularity.
The Bugs of the UK, right?
The Bugs of the UK?
Well, didn't they have factories up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the little people. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Now I get it.
My God, the eyes that Chris Cabin made at me.
Took the real roundabout way to get to that one. So he's Keanu Reeves in this movie, though. He's not an English guy.
No.
He's Keanu Reeves.
Because he can only be Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Which is fine, but that means don't cast him as John Constantine from Liverpool.
Call the movie Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
That could also be about a Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
He could honestly do just the same things he does in this movie. He could cast spells, do whatever. I'm Keanu Reeves.
So speaking of doing whatever, he's like a paranormal detective.
Coming this summer, Keanu Reeves does spells and whatever.
I would buy a ticket.
Rated NC-17.
Oh, whatever gets dark. No, so he's a paranormal detective or something.
Something like that.
Would you qualify him as a detective or what?
A demon assassin?
Yeah, I think I'd use demon assassin, but you know what? He's like, we were talking about that show the other day. What was that HBO docuseries with that like white trash bail bondsman family?
Family Bonds.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's like a bail bondsman for the undead.
He's also more, because they use the word deported an awful lot, he's like a paranormal ICE agent.
Oh, yeah, he's like Pice. You call him a Pice agent. Paranormal ICE.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm spelling that out for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot of deported. Yeah, it's weird. This movie, it's 2005. It's a lot of like, you're going to get fucking deported. It's like, you know, times don't change, man.
Yeah, and we start in Mexico, so it's really kind of, you know, laying that on thick.
Real thick, like good peanut butter thick.
And just like nowadays, you discover a Nazi flag laying around.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of it is the spear that killed Christ.
Right. Well, you know, that would wind up in Mexico. I like what they do here. It's clearly a swastika on this flag, but this movie's like, we can't show you a swastika. But it's like, you'll know what it is. They'll know what it is.
Eric, what did they do with that Nazi flag after they were done shooting?
What did they do with it?
Yeah. They destroyed it, right?
Because they didn't want like neo-Nazis to find it in the garbage. Was an actual trivia point?
Yes. They wanted, that was their good, there was a good deed in Constantine.
Well, I like the idea that like neo-Nazis roam Hollywood looking for roam Hollywood's
Where
garbage.
Where am I going to find one?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey man, they're finding fucking plenty of them.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. So this is like the cold open, I guess, and then we meet John Constantine. Who's constantly smoking. Mm. And he's got a little buddy with him. It's a 2005 Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
my
cool.
God. Playing a role written for Ernest Borgnine. Where's this? Chaz Kramer? And he's like wearing this newsboy cap and he's a cab driver and it's Shia LaBeouf in 2005?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Come on in, Constantine. I just like that. That'd be so much better.
Yes. Jump on board McHale's Navy, Constantine.
I really do think this is a soft open for godforsaken mutt in that Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, right. Because
he's like, just the cool kid who's next to him for one scene and then another scene at the end.
Oh, do you think they're dipping their toe in the water? Like, how much can audiences stomach
this? Test. You got to test.
That was
man.
The idea. So he's terrible. Oh, you know who it should be, though? Speaking of famed cab drivers, David Johansen.
Buster Poindexter.
I only know him.
You have to say Buster Poindexter. You can't say David Johansen.
I can't say the New York Dolls David Johansen?
No.
All right, well, Buster Poindexter, famed comedian.
And famed cab driver as well. Paranormal cab driver. That's exactly right. He was a ghost in that movie.
Exactly. He's born for it.
They should have a ghost cab driver. Mm-hmm. Like, because he hangs out with he fights demons. But maybe he can be cool with ghosts. does he have a beef with ghosts? He's not addressed.
He seems friendly with everybody, honestly. Like witch doctors, angels, whoever.
Everybody knows his name like he's Michael fucking Jordan. They're like, oh my God, it's John Constantine. Okay.
You'd think he would need to keep a low profile.
Is there like a paranormal newsletter that goes out? Like, how do people know each other in the biz?
Yeah, dude, it's called the Ghoulie Gazette.
What would be like a Jordan jersey in that? Like, it would be like a Bible that says John Constantine on it or something?
His rookie card?
Yeah.
So it's like the movie has to tell you what this character does. So it's like, we're going to see him out on just a regular mission before like this big, you know, battle between heaven and hell. It's just like, oh, he's going to cover this little exorcism case. So cut to an apartment. This woman has been infringing on the copyright of The Exorcist.
For a while now, it seems.
Yeah, she's like, you know, she's dancing on the ceiling the whole bit. Her mother is very upset about
dancing on the ceiling, being a ghost.
Do you know how that song goes?
No, not at all. I know that those words are in it.
Being a Ghost?
No,
Being
the other
a Ghost
part,
is in the Lionel Richie song. Yeah, it's about a haunted house.
Oh, wow. Is it really?
Yeah, it's about this haunted-ass hotel.
Oh, there's definitely a fucking ghost in this room.
Yeah. Any paranormal sightings since you guys have been here, by the way? Lord knows actresses have been murdered in this hotel.
Chairs tipped over, anything? No. Okay.
Nothing yet? Well, fingers crossed for paranormal activity.
Two. No, we're telling nine or something.
Four.
Right?
The ghost dimension.
Oh, Jesus. What?
Ghost dimension two. Wasn't still spooking. What?
Weren't they all ghost dimensions?
I don't know, man. Who could be watching those movies?
I don't know. Ghosts? People that they leave the TV on and the ghost just happens to see it?
Oh, you think like Alamo Drafthouse is going to have a ghosts only screening of a new paranormal activity movie?
Oh, a lot of living people will be really upset about that.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with your screening that I can't get into. Ghosts only, huh? Man, dudes are terrible, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking shitheads.
So, yeah,
he's got to exorcise this demon, right?
Yeah, and I mean, so he does it. There's a big, luckily, there's like a 50-foot mirror in this lady's apartment. It's like this, like, shithole apartment, but we also have, like, grandma's mirror, I guess.
Well, just because you have a bad apartment doesn't mean you don't want to, like, look nice head to toe before you go outside.
I guess that's a good point. It looked expensive is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Family heirloom.
I think his first line in the movie is, "John Constantine, asshole." Which lets you know really quickly that he's a really cool dude.
Yes.
Oh, because he's calling people assholes while he's on the job?
I thought he was introducing himself as an asshole.
asshole?
Esquire.
So, I mean, what is to say? He does this exorcism. It's unimpressive. They throw the mirror out the window.
I love movies wherein, like, they create a really unnecessary rule structure, and they're like, oh, my God, the demons are the truce. And you're like, wait, what truce? I have no idea what anyone's talking about. So it doesn't mean anything to me.
I mean, I guess you had to read the comics to know about the truce.
No, I don't even think that's true.
Really? Okay.
Maybe you had to read the Bible.
Oh, okay.
That's where you find all the little Easter eggs, pun intended.
To be fair, and I apologize to anyone that's not super Catholic, but this is one of your classic paranormal movies wherein Catholicism's totally right. It was Catholicism the whole time.
It's the one true religion.
It is. It's always like, it's fun.
'Twas the Pope did it.
Because all these demons are super afraid of Jesus, as well they should be.
Sure.
There's like brass knuckles with crosses on them, which is really...
Yeah, dude, that's badass Catholicism. This is like, you know, Vatican II shit.
Vatican II now with brass knuckles?
We're going to introduce a brass knuckles with a cross on them. You punch a demon in the face.
Okay, so we're not going to do the mass in Latin anymore. And we're going to face the congregation and the brass knuckles will be introduced.
We'd be playing a Kid Rock in the back.
They might as well go for it. They've committed so many other crimes.
Yeah.
Dude,
lesser crime. Assault is a lesser crime.
Yes. Yes.
I grew up with an old school Italian priest, though, and that guy loves slapping kids in the face.
Mm. Oh, right. Just like a little like, how you doing?
Yeah, it would just be like a poof, 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 you know, and he thought it was like fucking cute.
Or
maybe you're just hitting kids.
Maybe the one time it was going to be a demon. That's what he's trying to figure out.
Yeah. Oh, wow, he's trying to shake out a demon?
Yeah.
Steve met a priest that went to jail or something.
Yeah, right? I did. It was a classic like spotlight thing wherein like...
Classic spotlight thing.
Well, you know.
FYI.
No, it was because this guy was like... he was a really creepy priest who would like squeeze your hand yet again, being unnecessarily aggressive, like the push your knuckles together bit.
Power move.
Power move.
Yeah. Also, see if they fight back a little bit, you know?
And then all of a sudden he was gone. And then we found out years later that they were doing that thing where they just moved him from church to church. He's not here no more.
Oh, so it was a classic spotlight thing.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It was exactly
spotlight thing.
So he successfully exorcises this demon. It gets stuck in a mirror, which we're never really explained what the deal is there.
I think the mirror dimension, that's paranormal activity 6.
Oh.
Is that 6?
Well, the mirror is always uglier. At least I find it that way.
Can we talk about something else?
Sure, go ahead.
There's a lot of text at the beginning of this. And there's a quotation by nobody.
Attributed
to nobody. And in Arial font.
Oh, do you think that was an Alan Moore quote, but he wanted his name written off so they couldn't use it?
Yeah, that might be it.
You know what? Then just don't. It doesn't add anything to this movie.
No.
I'm not like, wow, you know, this movie was bad, but you know what would have made it better if they had an anonymous quote at the beginning of it? Would have saved the whole thing.
Spend some money on a custom fucking font. Arial, please.
It looks like temp shit. It was temp shit, and then they were like, oh, wait a second. Like, the text company calls, they're like, is Constantine out? Because we didn't send you the... Wait, you released that movie?
Only half the graphics are in at this point, too. Jesus.
We're so focused on the font. Does anyone remember what the quote was?
No, I have no idea.
Does anyone?
Like, who cares? I mean, it was like some bullshit. Oh, and evil and good will wage war, and who gives a shit?
Dark and light, were also probably used.
I could use a scroll here.
I would love a scroll.
This needs a scroll. Now, normally we are anti-scroll, but every once in a while, especially when your movie world is built around confusing gobbledygook nothing.
When your movie is bullshit.
Yeah, a scroll can come in handy. And you hire James Earl Jones, you get it done in a day, and this movie might make a little more sense.
You get Max von Sydow to, very good choice.
From time immemorial, movies have been ripping off The Exorcist.
Oh my God.
Remember when I was in that?
They got an actual ghost to do the scroll.
No, I keep telling you, he's not dead yet.
Oh, really?
Do not worry about Max von Sydow.
Oh, no.
I won't.
He's had a long life.
So, yeah, I mean, Constantine lives above a bowling alley.
That is a scarier hell than any hell dimension we see in this movie. Is this guy living above a bowling alley? Can you imagine the constant falling of pins, the smell?
A Simpsons joke found its way into the middle of this fucking movie.
But it's a plot point because like his other buddy works there too. Like it's a ghostly bowling alley, I think.
I think John Constantine has an owner's share in that bowling alley.
Oh.
That's what it
is. That makes sense. I mean, why else would he live above it?
You would almost have to own it.
And hunting demons is not going to pay your bills.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
Anyone looking to get into that, I'm just saying, don't quit your day job.
That's my biggest thing, right? How at the beginning of this movie is that, is it known to Constantine that he has to come check out this exorcism? Does he even add in the phone book? Are there park bench banners, like a law firm?
He really just seems to sense it like a dog. Like he's just roaming around and bumping into these people. Sometimes he gets tipped off by Chaz or Papa Midnight.
Yeah, or maybe it's just like, Constantine's bowling alley. Oh no, a demon. Okay. And it's a we got one situation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that checks out.
Mm-hmm.
His friend Beeman would be doing that.
Yeah, his bee friend. Is the guy a bee? Oh my God, I'm a bee.
No, I don't think so.
Jerry Seinfeld, I'm a bee now.
I don't think he's a bee. I just think he's a creep that works at a bowling alley.
Wouldn't it be something if Jerry Seinfeld was resurrected as a bee?
Karma Kramer.
Seinfeld before Seinfeld. He's a bee now.
So we also in this movie have Rachel Weisz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And she also, for a little bit of time, plays her twin sister, who immediately commits suicide in this movie.
Yes.
And it's a really great Christ imagery of her falling off a building into a crucifix-shaped pool, which is nice. This is the subtlest film of all time.
It's just like the end of the game, man. Now you learn.
That would be great if, like, Rachel Weisz hits the water, right? And then Sean Penn comes out like, happy birthday. Oh, no.
Okay.
The game's gone horribly wrong.
There are so many ways Michael Douglas jumping off a building is not a good idea.
For a birthday present or just in general?
Just for a birthday present specifically. Like, oh shit, he missed it and now he's dead. What a great prank.
There were a lot of pyres around that
yeah,
area.
Exactly.
He could have gone anytime. Mm-hmm.
But I guess they didn't like him that much, so that was kind of the point. Yeah. Like, he's either going to learn his lesson or he'll be dead.
It was supposed Win-win. To be a life-changing experience.
Oh, it was.
Where you stop being less shitty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what suicide is all about.
Could someone do the game to Donald Trump? That'd be fun.
Oh, my God. He'd, drop dead of a heart attack halfway through it, though.
Also, yeah, it's a win-win.
I couldn't imagine him actually jumping off a building.
He'd only do it if he could take a bucket of chicken with him.
I'm close to the edge. Okay, chicken sweetens the pie. If you throw that AFC off the edge, I might do it.
My darling.
You can trick him like a really stupid dog, like you have a drumstick, and then you just throw it, and he just goes.
Again, dog
mouth
instinct.
First.
Oh no, I accidentally shot Jared. I am definitely not jumping off the White House now. No, please, let's cover it up.
So it's important to mention in this the bowling alley scene, though. So this little dude comes up, and it's one of these annoying characters in these kinds of movies that has... He travels the globe procuring garbage that nobody wants.
Yeah. Well, we're treating this like it's Constantine 2 or 3.
Yes, big problem. I need a Constantine origin story up front, man. If we have to spend endless amounts of films seeing Ben Parker get assassinated, you can give me one movie of John Constantine's origin story. Just one. Please. There's too much here to comprehend.
And this is the B-man friend who works at his bowling alley, right?
Yeah, and he's like, I have the, you know, the cloth of this, the fucking iron ball of that, the tears of this, and, you know,
Dragon's breath.
Oh, dragon's breath. Right. Now, this is a big problem.
So now we have dragons in this world? It's not only Christian mythology, dragons as well. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
That's a little too jam-packed. There's two kinds of movie worlds. One movie world in where dragons exist, mm-hmm. and another movie world in where dragons do not exist. Constantine the film is firmly rooted in the world in where dragons do not exist.
I don't know. I mean, they have dragon's breath. Maybe in the Crusades. Right?
That's a nice prologue, right? Like, it just starts the Middle Ages.
Right.
Everything was fucked up, and there were dragons.
And it's Keanu Reeves. He's got really long hair. Yes. He's wearing a cool vest, and he slays a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Is this an ancestor, or...?
Yes, it would definitely be an ancestor.
Right, okay.
Well, actually, maybe keep it ambiguous. Like, does he live forever?
Or mm-hmm. maybe it's like his... Okay, so that guy dies in the Crusades, and then the ghost comes out and, like, possesses a kid in the future, and it just makes him look like Keanu Reeves.
Oh, his face just contorts, yep. and then he looks like Keanu Reeves?
I would love to get possessed by that ghost.
It's like, yeah.
I'll take it, man.
I honestly don't even think they did his origin story in that stupid TV show. I think just opened with him doing it again.
They did a Hellblazer TV show, right?
They did.
And four episodes?
That was also called Constantine.
What?
Because apparently name recognition means nothing.
H-E double hockey sticks, man. You can't be saying that on television.
What, really?
I don't know. Maybe.
As a title? Because you can definitely just obviously say it on TV.
Someone's making a phone call.
Can you imagine that? Like, or was you just called the show Hell?
Oh.
Right, that'd be great. And then you have like a newscaster like, well, that's the news for the night coming up on NBC. Hell.
Well, isn't it weird that there's that Lucifer show and nobody gives a shit? Like, everyone's like, oh my God, Harry Potter, that's worshiping the devil. And then they have like the devil hour and no one notices.
You know why? Because he's sexy and that devil fucks.
Okay.
Yeah. That devil fucks hard, dude.
That show is essentially just Entourage without the nudity. Like,
Wait, is Turtle involved?
He's got buddies.
Uh-huh.
They are witches, but they're buddies
mostly. Oh shit, bro, I'm the Lord of the Underworld. That's ridiculous. Actually, you know one of the biggest shocks of this year? I saw an ad that said the season premiere of Lucifer, and I was like, get out of town.
Season 2, yeah.
No, I know, yeah. That made it.
Quite amazing.
I bet that show shows him sinning, which is a bad thing. But the Harry Potter movies are stuff like, oh, their kids having fun.
Oh, I see.
Doing the good thing. When they're not, they're doing witchcraft. That's sinning. It's glamorizing it. I think that's the issue.
I think that's the issue? Okay.
Yes.
And it's not a Catholic world, I think. Or a Catholic, not Catholic.
Catholic?
Catholic world opening soon.
Yes. Once Marvel leaves Universal Studios, they're going to make it Catholic
Man.
World. It's the Hulk ride, now it's the Rock of Gibraltar. I don't know.
When me and my kids rode the Passion of the Christ, that was such a fun ride, man. Or the Stations of the Cross? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, there's 13 of those, or 12.
We could adapt them all to fucking rides.
So... Rachel Weisz Vaughn dies. Rachel Weisz 2 lives.
Yes. Detective Weisz.
Detective Weisz.
I just want to mention there's a ridiculous detail when that dude is peddling his wares.
Uh-huh.
One of the things he gives away to John Constantine is bullet shavings from a Pope assassination attempt. Why does that have any kind of paranormal significance?
I missed that line. That's great.
Wouldn't that help the bad guys?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Maybe
he's
just getting it off the streets.
Oh,
good,
that's
guy.
Good. He's going to lock it away somewhere, yeah. Is the idea?
Even if you take a shot at a pope, that bullet then becomes, like, magical?
Yeah.
It grazed my hat.
There's residual magic, first of all. Yeah. You know, you get near a pope, there's, like, an aura.
Okay.
And who else but a demon would try to take a shot at a pope?
That's a good point.
Well, that's why everybody wants to touch him, but he can't because he's in the enclosure, because everybody wants to be magic.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They all turn into wizards if they just touch
off.
The pope.
It rubs off.
That's true.
That's how we were able to do one living pope and now... Wait, two living popes now, right? There's Benedict.
I think they're both.
He's retired.
Yeah, that one guy quit.
I'm saying he, like, gave the magic.
So when you retire,
like, Francis had to rub up and down on Pope Benedict, like static electricity or something.
Oh yeah,
until the hat got big.
Oh, he like sort of like shook his feet on the floor and then touched him.
Exactly.
Now you are the Pope.
And then the white smoke came off, and we were ready to rumble, man.
Just billowing out of his head.
Yeah,
that's how that works. Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds checks out. So Rachel Weisz like basically runs into John Constantine. John Constantine, by the way, because of all those cigarettes. He has lung cancer.
Oh, no. This one's saying something.
Mm-hmm. And he knows he's going to go to hell because long time ago, John Constantine tried to kill himself, and the God is awfully literal. Like, he died for 2 seconds. The guy, counts as a suicide. And he's like, yeah, but I'm alive. Like, well, I'm still, like, alive.
It's like thought crimes.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, dead for 2 minutes, man. That counts. Okay. Why have rules if you're not going to enforce them? God was the first to say that. He had, ten of them, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
Gave it to that guy on the mountain, would carry these fucking rocks down, whole thing?
That guy.
The guy on the mountain.
Moses.
Oh, yeah, Moses. I
have a bullet from a Moses assassination attempt, and it's really magical.
Is it a time traveler?
Yeah.
Assassinated with what, a slingshot?
No, a bullet, a real gun.
Oh, really, a real gun?
It was a Glock.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How about that? Impressive biblical knowledge.
She runs into him at a church. She wants to see a priest, and John Constantine wants to meet the angel Gabriel, played by a hammy Tilda Swinton.
Which is cool.
Yeah,
it's
she's
nice
kind
to
of
see
fun.
Tilda show up in this movie slumming it. That's fine.
Yeah, you said that she looks like Wes Anderson in this movie, kind of?
She does. It's really amazing. She's got this suit on. There's a big, hilarious, like flamboyantly tied necktie. Mm-hmm. And she's got clearly a Wes Anderson haircut.
Yeah.
She looks like Wes Anderson if Wes Anderson was the angel Gabriel. You know, like he comes out of the sky, only the Kinks and Bob Dylan are playing. You know, there's a bunch of little animated stop-motion foxes.
If Wes Anderson was one of those Fantastic Beasts wizards, because she has these long coattails going, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an impressive coat. Yeah, I'm easily impressed by cool coats.
Welcome to Hellblazer, impressive coats.
No, man, if it was a store called Hellblazer, all of the jackets have flames on them like Guy Fieri shirts.
Yes.
It's either like blue flames, a set of dice.
Mm, oh, yeah, like a studded
slot machines. Oh, slot machines, yes. Palm trees.
Skulls with fake rubies in the eyes.
Yes, kind of like skulls. What he's wearing here next to me. It's great. I love that shirt.
This one?
Yeah.
It's a Planet Hollywood shirt. And
nice.
I figured while I'm visiting your planet, I would try to fit in.
Yeah. I think, isn't that the shirt, there's a funny photo on, like, you can find it on Google of Jackie Chan wearing that exact same shirt?
That's right.
That's
this exact
great.
One, he gave it to me.
Two Titans.
The 1990s were fucking wild, dude. Just look at that thing. That is cocaine and endless dreams.
So we find out that Tilda Swinton is like, you know, she's like, sorry, Constantine, you're going to die, you're going to go to hell. And apparently there's a rumor going around that Constantine is the only soul the devil will come up himself and collect.
Wow, did you read that in the Ghoulie Gazette?
I guess so. Everyone knows this. Everyone's talking about what the devil might do when Constantine dies.
I mean, that's like the devil's really got to hate that guy then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to personally come up and facilitate his death or whatever.
Or just like taking him down to hell, man.
Yeah, well, because like that didn't happen to Tony Goldwyn at the end of Ghost. Devil didn't come up for that guy.
No, he went down coach. This is like a private jet.
Basic economy.
Yeah.
What about like Hitler? Hitler, the devil was he busy that day?
No, that was a personal appearance.
Yeah, a personal appearance.
Oh, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed.
I mean, so from here we go into, he goes to Papa Midnight at this point?
Yeah, we finally meet up with, the funny thing about
this. You hear
me
sighing loudly down there, Steve?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Jimin Hunsu plays Papa Midnight, and a couple years later, he was in Guardians of the Galaxy, and he was doing press for it, and he was like, oh, you know, it's just amazing to finally be in a comic book movie. And he was just like, you know, my kids love comic books, and I was just, you know, all these great comic book movies come out, and I was like, excuse me, Constantine? Anybody? Constantine?
He was doing this where? At a presser or at like Comic-Con or something?
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, it's so cool to be finally part of a comic book movie.
And no nerd was like, are you kidding me?
No, I wasn't there.
Excuse me. Hellblazer fan club member number 68274.
You were
not
already
that many
one.
Hellblazer fans.
300 hands in the back of Hall H just jut up.
They boot him right off the stage, man. So what is this character? This guy, he runs a nightclub now, but he used to be a witch doctor. Yeah, that's a movie I want. Mm-hmm. That I transition.
I would prefer that. He's a reformed witch doctor, and apparently he deals with both sides, angels and demons, the whole run the gamut.
It's that annoying thing where it's a guy in like a world of warring factions, and he decides to be the neutral party.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Someone in the screenplay has to be like, and in this case, it's of course Keanu Reeves. You're supposed to be Switzerland. You're Switzerland, goddammit, you're neutral. So we have to, every time we're talking about neutrality, it's got to be like, psst, Switzerland. Remember Switzerland's global neutrality. Okay, go.
Yeah. Turns out they liked Nazi gold.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah. That's what neutrality is.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's liking
that's basic neutrality. Yes.
You also get in this scene noted thespian Gavin Rossdale.
Ooh.
Of Bush fame.
Yeah.
One of a few delicacies of him on screen, you'll see. He does a lot of TV, and he was in the Bling Ring as well.
Oh, really?
But this is really
oh,
the
no,
jewel.
He's swinging for the fences. He loves amazing. To be a demon.
He's a half-demon.
He's a half-demon. Yeah, yeah. We're saying half-breed a lot in this movie.
Yeah, that's weird.
Way too much.
Yeah, like once is like, ooh, a lot is like, that's saying something.
And everybody is slinging it around, mm-hmm. And it's like, who are these writers? What's
even,
that about?
Even Shia LaBeouf, who's in this movie barely at all, shows up to say that word.
Well, he loves saying stuff like that. That's the thing.
Oh, right. I heard about that.
He got a little hot water.
Yeah. Yeah. Pushing the paranormal buttons, apparently.
I believe you have a quote from Gavin Rossdale on the craft of acting.
This was, this is one of three movies this man was in. So this is two quotes that I put together, and I feel like they just sum up so much.
Was he being interviewed about being in Constantine?
I believe he was just like during.
It was about his music, and he just
yes, and somebody asked him about it. Might have been that, or it might have been around the Bling Ring. I do not know.
Okay,
don't have dates on this.
Okay,
however, this is the quote.
Okay,
poorly sourced. Also.
I love to act, and I find it very inspiring. And it was a case of waiting to find the right thing that I wanted to do and that wanted me.
Oh, shit, this movie spoke to him like God himself.
And this is the better. This is the second half, and this is the better one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not prepared to be in a bad film.
Oh, man.
Just to keep my foot in the door. So I'm relying on a great part coming along, and the problem is I want every role that Benicio del Toro does. So I'm fucked until he wants to take a holiday.
Oh, so the only thing stopping...
Benicio del Toro's holiday. I'd watch that.
The only thing stopping Gavin Rossdale from being Benicio del Toro is Benicio del Toro himself.
Yeah, he's got to take him out, man.
Oh, if you take a shot at Benicio del Toro, that bullet's haunted.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So Gavin Rossdale must have been, like, so pissed off watching Sicario.
Oh, yeah, it's like...
I could have done that.
But then he's getting even more mad, dude, because before Sicario starts, there was a commercial for Heineken, and he was like, fuck, he's in those, too! Academy Award-nominated movies and shitty beer commercials.
But I really understand why this movie spoke to him, because it appears to be adapted from his music video for Greedy Fly.
It does, actually. It's very close.
It's the same thing.
I mean,
that's shorter. It's better.
Yes.
It's better.
He has two wonderful lines in this movie that bookend his performance. One... is Constantine comes in and he's like, oh, hello, Constantine.
His name is Balthazar, by the
yes.
way.
Yes. Balthazar Getty? No.
No,
no, no. No.
And he's like, oh, hello, Constantine. Rumor is you're on your way down. Finger licking good. And it's like, ew.
I don't think anybody told Gavin Rossdale what finger licking good means.
Yeah, he just
one, finger licking good can only be a thing that was invented by Americans. But two, that's like, oh, that's finger licking good. This guy in this movie, it's not one, it's not the two, but it's the three, and it's the bop, finger licking good. You know what? Take two. How about we try that again and somebody tell this poor man what finger licking good means and he doesn't fist himself in front of a movie camera.
Would you correct Benicio del Toro?
He would know not to fist himself. He's been down that road.
So, yeah, I mean, we're Constantining around. He meets Rachel Weisz. She's like, you're the only guy that... Oh, Before his sister killed herself, she just looked into a security camera. The security camera did a zoom, and it also has... It has
well, plenty of close-ups.
Haunted security.
Oh,
like, the security guards are ghosts.
And it also had audio, which is also super haunted. And she goes, Constantine, jump. Which is what I would do if I was in Constantine. I would say Constantine and then kill jump. Myself. Steven, why are you killing though. Yourself? Constantine.
Jump. Here's the thing, though, about this security footage, right? There is the pan, there's a zoom. Now, I would like to kind of ground this scene in reality, right?
Okay, go ahead.
Sure.
The reality of this, like, Los Angeles that the movie takes place in, not, like, Ghost World, right? Mm. Theoretically, then, there's a security guard who's watching this monitor, and he's like, oh, no, a woman on the roof at night where she shouldn't be. And she's in a mental hospital, by the way. She doesn't put that out there. And this guy's got, like, a little joystick or something, and he's like, let's see where this goes. She's walking, and she's walking, and she... Oh, getting on the ledge. What's she doing out on that ledge? Better zoom in. What's she gonna do? What's she... Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, darn, I left my glasses at home. What the, let me see. Who is that? Well, probably, what is she doing on the ledge?
Did she just say Constantine?
It's going to be one less mouth to feed, one less cage to lock up at night. So.
Oh, so you're saying, like, the administration of this mental hospital was like, that's cool. But the pool's fucked up.
Yeah,
there's all glass in the pool. You ever try to get glass out of a pool?
No, I have not. Have you?
That takes a long time.
First of all, you're in an old, creepy mental institution in Los Angeles. The last thing you need is a crucifix-shaped pool. You are asking for the son of the devil to come out of that. You are asking for it.
Is it cross-shaped, or is it crucifix with the actual, like, Jesus'
no,
arm?
No, sorry,
like, it's you, mean, like, you get, like, an elbow in there?
No, that's like the bottom of the pool. Like, sometimes you can have, like, neat pebbles and shit.
Oh, okay.
It's just the crucifixion scene at the bottom of this pool liner. Somebody has that.
Somebody.
Some mega pastor asshole
listen,
has that.
It's going to be at Catholic World. We're getting it together.
Oh, shit, it's like a holy water slide?
Damn right it is. Blessed daily. Daily blessings.
She needs Constantine to help her out. And one of the easiest places to get to in Constantine is hell itself. Like, all you need is a pot of water and a dream. Like, literally, they just get...
And a tabby cat.
And a tabby cat, because they're all evil anyway, I guess.
That's John Constantine himself says that cats at all times already have one foot in hell.
So she barely
He's
knows...
He's a dog guy.
She barely knows John Constantine. He's like, okay, I'm going to come into your house, and I'm going to go to hell. I'm going to check if your sister's there, because I guess it's small. It's just like, Isabella? You here?
The world of hell in this movie is, like, no bigger than, like, a rec center. You can get around really easy. You can see everybody right there.
We got to save the rec center, man.
And he's like, okay, I'm going to take your cat and this pot of water, and you need to leave your apartment. Like, no, I'm not leaving my apartment. I don't know who you are.
No. And also, it doesn't matter if she leaves. He's got, like, performance anxiety.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason.
What happens if you're in that room? Like, what happens?
Oh, does she see this little rec center hell, too?
I guess so. It's very windy hell in this movie. I don't like it.
It looks like a Resident Evil movie.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
There's just, like, dust storms and
they
whatnot.
They said they designed it off the look of, you know, what happens after an atomic bomb hits. That's
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
You know what? That's great. That's just fucking great.
Say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want.
It's coming soon, by the way.
Oh, God.
No, but, like, it gives you no creative license. Like, you don't have to design hell at all. It's just, you know, brown and tan nothing.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of demons with, like, no heads or whatever. Those are pretty spooky.
The character design in all of this is wretched.
Yeah.
It's lazy and wretched from the Arial font on down. It's all really bad.
So he walks, like, a block. He's like, oh, there she is. Hey, you're in hell. Okay, got it. And
there
he comes
it is.
Back.
Great. That's great.
And she's back in hell. And,
it's much like a Nightmare on Elm Street, man. Like, you can bring something out of the dream.
Oh, right.
Because she cuts off her little medical bracelet and lets that go to the hell wind. And he sort of, like, grabs it. And then it's a weird, like, he's pushing the, like, ejector seat. He's got this ball full of holy water that he smashes against his chest. And it, like, brings him back.
Sure.
But he pulled it out. He pulled this medical bracelet out of hell. And that's the proof that your sister killed herself.
So now this gives her the confidence and the trust to let him drown her.
Yeah, the second trip, we go to hell so much. It's three times?
Something like
At
that.
At least three times.
It can't be that bad if you can go there three times. It really can.
Go there and come back. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the key to it. And by the way, at the same time this is happening,
maybe that's why everybody in hell hates Constantine. Like, oh, there's that fucking looky-loo again. Get out of here.
Get out of here, weekend warrior.
It's a private drive, fucker.
I'm just trying to be in hell here. Please, get out. Shoo, Hellblazer, shoo.
We don't want you here anymore.
There's a character played by Pruitt Taylor Vince, who's just this kind of like utilitarian character actor. He's like a priest slash like assistant to Constantine.
He's an alcoholic priest named Father Hennessy.
Father Hennessy, that stinks. It's like a fake character, not from the comics.
But he also like he's like some sort of psychic, so he's like trying to find out what happened to Rachel Weisz, and he's like got his hands all over these newspapers looking for a news story. Looking through all of these newspapers at the same time without reading, which is what you could do on the internet. You could just go, like, you could just type suicide on the internet and get, like, a bunch of news stories.
Here's the thing, though. I don't think that Constantine knows that that's what this dude's doing, right? He thinks, like, this guy's, because he hires him. He's like, all right, listen, I need you to hit the streets. I need you to start, you know, go around, ask some questions, check with all your sources. This dude's back home just fondling newspapers. He's got to be on Constantine's payroll. If John Constantine knew what this dude was up to, that's trouble.
Well, no, he's just feeding the habit, I think. Just buying them in bottles.
I just feel like he also works at the bowling alley. Like, maybe everybody works at the bowling alley.
He sprays the shoes.
I would love a movie
Father Hennessy, you got the men and the women in the same bucket. This is bad, man. This is bad, dude.
Father Hennessy, it's Saturday, right? Yeah? And it's midnight? Where's the fucking blacklight rock and roll lights? We're trying to attract a younger crowd. Man, do I have to do everything?
You know, this is a quick way to get you busted down to manning the hot dog roller.
Oh, man, that's a low post at a bowling alley.
Now take care of those rowdy teens in lane 6. I'm so sick of it.
Rowdy teens in lane 6. There's no teens at that bowling alley.
There might be.
No, so the reason I brought this character up is because he has a hilarious murder.
Yeah.
He's like chased by demons into a liquor store. And it's this
I've been there.
No, he's chased by actual demons, not chased by his own demons.
You could get both.
No, and it's this weird thing where he says to Constantine at one point, like, I drink because it suppresses the demons or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he's cursed, and I mean, this is a big curse. He's trying to, like, chug liquor out of a bottle, but he doesn't...
It won't
the liquor's
come out.
Not coming out. It's a very confusing and shockingly stupid sequence.
Yeah, and then all the CGI liquid starts coming out, like, after he leaves, and, like... I don't know. Like, try dropping one bottle in a liquor store. See how long they keep you in there.
That's what I understand. This guy is like a bull in a china shop, man. If you're a liquor store and you sort of like even just brush up against something, that clerk is on your ass. Mm.
So he thought he was drinking. He thought there was nothing coming out of the bottles, but it turned out he was chugging everything.
Chugging everything.
Wow.
White wine, you know, vanilla scotch, all this shit.
Oh God.
Vanilla scotch.
Vanilla scotch.
Oh man.
Is that a Tom Cruise movie?
Yes.
Vanilla scotch.
And he dies. Before he does, he takes a corkscrew into his hand and jams it and, like, kind of makes a little message for Constantine.
It's the sign of the Zodiac Killer, if anyone was keeping track.
It definitely is.
It totally is.
What does that mean? Is he confessing?
Oh, maybe he was the Zodiac the whole time, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's California.
Mm-hmm, that's true. The Zodiac might be here, shit.
It might be.
Hey, wouldn't it be cool if this movie was him fighting the Zodiac Killer coming out of hell? He's trying to come back.
Why not?
Like Zodi Returns.
Zodi Returns.
Yeah, that's a better movie.
Sure.
He is, as he's dying, Evan Rosdale is acting with his eyes, which is really good. And he's like watching him die. And then apparently there are both demons on the world and angels. And this guy who's an angel also just works at a liquor store? It's a bum rap, dude.
Well, they're everywhere, Steve.
Oh, okay.
It's like Wings of Desire.
Oh, okay.
But if you're an angel, man, and you come down to Earth to protect people, and they're like, all right, you're assigned to liquor store. That sucks.
It seems like an area that might need it, right?
Oh, that's actually
yeah.
true.
Well, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Do not go. Yeah, don't go to that liquor store, man. That guy's going to try and talk you out of it every fucking time.
Me handling you pamphlets. It's gonna be a bad scene.
He wouldn't last long though, working at a liquor store, turning away all the customers.
That's true. Like, hey, why don't you just call your mom?
Wait, maybe the objective is to close liquor stores down.
Oh, okay.
Just shut them all down. Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the manager overhears it one day, and he's like, "Hey, Greg, I thought we had mentioned that this business is about selling liquor, not turning people off of drinking for all time."
Hey, we fuel addictions here, okay? That's what we do.
You peddle booze, lottery tickets, and yeah, you'll cash that woman's check for her. You will do that. Because once you cash it, that's more money she can spend on booze, Greg.
That's sad.
It is sad, man. That's the liquor store / angel business.
So this movie's got a real soggy middle. Like, a lot of stuff just sort of keeps happening.
But you know what's refreshing about this soggy middle?
Uh-huh.
Shia LaBeouf just goes on vacation or something. It's almost like he shouldn't have been in the movie at all.
That's weird.
It's like a play. Like, he's just backstage smoking cigarettes for an hour. Yeah.
What are you doing? You choking that thing to death down there or what?
I don't know. I think... my jokes are so good, they're trying to mute me.
Yes. Haunted microphone.
Exactly, it's the ghosts.
He's like, oh my God, they might die if they hear all of these great jokes. Doing a public service. So the other thing is, like, Constantine gets, like, attacked by a crab monster, which is kind of fun.
A fly guy?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it, like, locust or something? Isn't that a Bible bad guy?
Hey, you know what, guys? Everybody's a little right.
but locust, right? That's one of the famous villains of the Bible.
Yes.
It's a level two villain in the Bible.
Oh, right, and your card set villains of the Bible.
It's not like the Joker, but maybe it's like Riddler. I don't know.
Yeah,
like
sure.
A penguin,
but
yeah.
What also, like, the locusts are really up there. What's this blue crab? What level is he at?
He's like top five.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Shit.
You think I'm more of a calendar man.
Calendar man.
At the end of he beats this crab monster. And at the end, like, Keanu Reeves, like, kicks a crab at the camera. Did he really kick a crab, you think?
Or yeah. No, that was a cartoon.
Oh, did he kick the
that
cartoon?
That was 10,000% a cartoon. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Maybe it's like, I fucking hate crabs. No. Francis, get the pita guy. Distract the pita guy. I am going to punt a crab right now.
Dude, that's actually, you just gave me a great thought. How many times are people on film sets trying to distract the PETA guy?
Oh my God, so many times.
Gary, look! Shove that dog in the pool.
Oh man, what was that movie, A Dog's Purpose?
Yeah, Dog Swimmer.
They were killing dogs.
I think A Dog's Purpose was correct.
Hey, Ted, there's a great party going on over there. Get Ray Winstone on that horse now. Now!
Get Ray Winstone.
Spine shattered? Is that the idea?
Oh, that horse's spine was like that when it got here. Pay no mind to this quadriplegic horse.
Yeah, horse's spines, they do that all the time. They go in and out.
Yeah, I like that.
So Beeman dies also.
He also gets killed.
Murdered in a bowling alley. That's a terrible place to die, isn't it?
Yeah, he dies where, like, the pins get retracted, kind of. And I kind of want to see him go in those gears.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Chew him up.
Mm-hmm. That would have been great. You're just talking about his office is back there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like, the standard place for a bowling alley office?
I guess so.
Behind the pin return thing?
I really don't think so. I really, really don't
think
so.
It just sounds really noisy. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
a noisy,
really noisy
place to hold business.
And you can't have a conference call back there.
And he's got, like, all these weird jars and fucking wine glasses hanging from the ceiling.
Cabin, don't kid yourself, man. He's saving his own piss.
Okay.
What?
He's a weird guy, man. This looks like hoarders back there.
Okay.
It really does. I'm surprised he wasn't murdered by a falling stack of newspapers.
They find him. He has pica. He's just eating the phone book.
But some of that piss, you know, he was a collector of artifacts, like a hoarder would be.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that piss might be, like, you know, relevant to Constantine's
business. That's the Pope's piss?
Yes! Thank you! or a bishop. That might do something. Something.
This a is bishop. I don't know that you need a bishop's urine, man.
You can get Mel Gibson's urine. That's pretty holy.
Oh, yeah. That shit's flammable. Burning with the fire of 10,000 years of hate. Whatever. That guy's a racist.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so. Now is the time where Rachel Weisz must be drowned.
Yeah.
To return to hell.
Well, there's a weird backstory where, like, the one sister, the twin who committed suicide, was very open about I can see dead people,
mm-hmm.
and the other Rachel Weisz character, the police officer, was like, no, that's not happening. And then eventually she sort of suppresses this power. So John Constantine's idea is like, hey, to kickstart this gift, let's drown you in the tub.
And she lets him.
You invite a guy who lives above a bowling alley to your house, and he's like, all right, the only way you can see hell is if I put you in this.
I'm going to send you to hell.
Yes. Oh, just imagine like the cops are just like, he got another one. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, it's the bathtub bandit. He struck again.
You know, he passes himself off as a paranormal investigator just to drown women in tubs.
I don't know how they keep falling for it. What a ridiculous thing. This is also one of the creepiest parts of the movie because he's like, get in the tub. And then to which she responds, do I need to take my clothes off? To which John Constantine looks at the floor and freezes. Mm-hmm. And then she says something about, like, oh, I'm waiting for an answer. And he goes, I'm thinking. And they kind of both laugh about it. And then everybody kind of just gets in that tub.
Everybody gets in the tub.
Well, just Rachel Weisz. Yeah, and then, like, you know, he gets his hands and to grab her by the ankles.
Yeah, because
you know.
She starts to struggle.
Yeah. Oh,
which is a big problem.
To your point, it's correct. When, like, you're asking someone to get into a tub, now is not the time for a fun, sexy joke.
No, you're planning to cross over into the hell dimension.
Exactly.
Save the yuckles for another time. Just maybe take this seriously.
We're trying to avoid the birth of the Antichrist. Maybe take it back a bit.
Oh, so that's what this movie's about?
That's kind what the end is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because basically the Spear of Destiny, there's this, there's a bad dude crossing over from Mexico with the Spear of Destiny.
With the Spear of Destiny.
Yeah, which basically is the spear that like cut open to Jesus, so it's got some Jesus blood on it, which is like, that's like Pope's piss times 10. Jesus blood?
Yeah, oh, yeah, dried Jesus blood flakes?
Oh, yeah, man.
Absolutely, that's powerful stuff.
Beeman's been bidding on that on eBay for so long.
Man, if you're bidding on that on eBay, you're getting ripped off. That might just be fake.
Do you think that this dude is also collecting like potato chips that look like Jesus?
Oh, totally. And some Elvis ones in there, mm-hmm. too?
Oh, yeah, he was spiritual because he's a ghost now.
A pancake that looks
so
like
everyone else. Becomes spiritual when they're a ghost.
Yes, because you cross, you become something different, right? Isn't
yeah,
that isn't that what it goes in Catholicism?
I think so.
It's something, right?
It is something.
That sounds right.
So yeah, she also like everyone keeps visiting her sister in hell. Like it's just she's got a lot of fans.
I think the sister should be turning around and being like, "Will you just let my torture begin? Stop bothering me with all these pop-ins. Let's just get down to the eternity of torture."
It's really like your freshman year of college, and it's your first week, and your parents keep on visiting every day. Like, come on! I'm trying to grow a new community here in hell.
I'm trying to develop a new identity in hell. Please leave me alone.
Jeffrey Dahmer's like, my gosh, she's pretty popular.
Look at this new girl getting all these visitors. Well, this is just strange. Nobody's
fish.
Coming to visit me.
Fish.
Fresh fish.
So, yeah. She
pops back into the real world and breaks that tub post-haste.
Mm-hmm.
That shatters this iron tub. It's a powerful spell.
It's a hell kick, you know?
hell kick?
Yeah, hell kick.
And Keanu Reeves is bummed at this point because he was planning on then, after bringing her back from the hell dimension, making a move in that tub.
Yeah, now that's all over.
Yeah, you can't do that now. Yeah, he's like, I just rented the English patient. They pulled it off.
Well, that shows you how stupid he is. You just saw hell. Yeah, let's get hot and heavy.
I don't know, man. You're this paranormal detective. Weird things, you know, probably get you going.
I guess so.
I guess next is when we finally, we realize that it's been Gavin Rossdale of Bush the whole time. Like, obviously. and we go confront him. I guess he's got an office.
Yeah, because he's kind of a businessman.
Okay.
Don't ask what kind of business. This movie don't know.
Constantine don't know.
But he is the most well-dressed person in this movie.
That's true.
He looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. This sexy fuck. It's amazing. It's really great.
And then Constantine blasts him with, like, I think the dragon's breath or who gives a shit. And he delivers my other favorite line, which is, fire, I was born of this. And I'm like, wow. That's a take two. That's right, another take two.
So Gavin, this time in the script, it's fire, comma, I was born of this. Got it. Yeah. Fire, I was born of this.
Fire is born of this.
He's doing like his best Peter O'Toole impression in this movie. And it's like a little like James Mason-y too.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know what he's, or he might just actually sound like
this.
Yeah, John Constantine, hello. Oh, look at you, like my three-piece suit? Got it at Hellblazers, I did.
Come on down to Hellblazers.
You look like a shitty catering waiter, John Constantine. Look at my suit.
So he kills him. It's fun. I mean, yeah, he like beats him up with these freaking stupid
brass knuckles of the Lord, man. Brought down from the mount as well. It was two stone tablets and a pair of brass knuckles with crosses on them.
In case things get rough.
Hey, Moses, come here. Don't tell anybody anything. Just take these. If any Egyptians come up, you use them, all right? Just don't worry about it.
You know, I use a switchblade and a blackjack just in case. Just in case.
Wow, they are arming Moses to the teeth, dude. To the teeth.
Just in case.
Sodom and Gomorrah was a fucked up place, man.
Mm-hmm. That's a different story.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's not.
Wait,
like
they didn't go together.
They weren't like
all?
Hanging out? Like
no.
He didn't like leave
it's
there.
Two to... towns over.
wait a second, because the make this is the movie decides we're gonna have like
careful there
bad CGI through all of this except for Gavin Rossdale. Oh, can we hear it? Wait, do double time.
We did it. Did anyone else do that this weekend? I doubt it.
You're right.
the filmmakers decide we're going to do this thing where it's bad, like, practical effects. So he's supposed to have half his face blasted with holy water.
Sure.
And the decision is just muck up that pretty face with some Nickelodeon gag.
Yeah.
Because it's just this green, like, pustuous, gross nonsense. But everything else in this movie is bad computers. Just make that with a bad computer, too.
And then he also has, like, shark teeth at this point?
Well, because you're seeing, like, his demon side.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So he looks like Jaws from James
half
Bond.
Demon.
Oh, he's a half-breed, as they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
And at this point, Rachel Weisz gets kidnapped, and we don't know why, because, I know why. She was the woman in the movie, so she has to get kidnapped.
Oh,
that's
of course.
That's how that works. And then, like, Shia LaBeouf's like, hey, hi, I'm in the movie. And you're like, oh, hey, Shia LaBeouf.
It's actually, like, shocking when he comes back into the movie.
There's not even an introduction. He doesn't come back in the movie. He walks down a flight of steps. Constantly walks down a flight of steps, and he's just there again.
Was he always there?
I think they did the same shot, probably.
Maybe if you watch the movie closely, he's just in the background all the time.
Oh, he spends, like, 57 minutes of this movie playing Where's Waldo?
Yes. He's in the bathtub scene.
No, Shia, move back farther. No, farther. Farther. Stand behind that fat guy. Okay, we're ready to roll.
It's just like The Strangers, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's creepy.
Wait, how is that just like The Strangers?
Shia LaBeouf was hidden in every shot of that movie. That's why it was so scary.
Yes.
I don't understand Kevin's comparison, though. What are you talking about?
Well, like, he's just like, you know how The Strangers are always in the background of, like, the shots The Strangers?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Didn't know that. Oh. That's why it made no sense to me.
Yes.
I'm glad we cleared it up.
Well, now everybody knows in the room, which is nice.
Well, the theme of this festival is getting to the truth.
That's true.
Is it not?
And lies.
Both.
Yeah.
She's kidnapped in a very Matrix-y way, because they're in this sort of
Keanu Reeves was
building.
In the Matrix.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you know
what?
Here's the thing. If you're making a movie, this is advice for everyone out here. If you're making a movie and you're lucky enough to get Keanu Reeves for it, here's a tip. don't dress him in a black duster.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's in a black duster, everyone is just going to be thinking about how they should be watching the first Matrix movie.
And when he's not wearing the duster, he's wearing the same suit he wore in the beginning of the Matrix.
That's right. It's just Mr. Anderson's work clothes.
Come on down to Hellblazers where we have Mr. Anderson's work clothes. That's a new line. Yeah. It's like the Kathy Ireland line, but it's like Mr. Anderson's work clothes.
You could get Hugo Weaving to do a spot for it.
Oh,
like
yes.
He's in the commercials for it and the photos and stuff.
Mr. Anderson, come find your work clothes over at Hellblazers.
Mr. Anderson, better make it quick. They're definitely going out of business. I'm talking about like tomorrow. There may be a fire sale.
Nice.
Thanks. So she's like sucked out of this building. It's something like she's just like a normo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She doesn't have any supernatural powers. She gets sucked out of this thing and she goes through like 12 walls mm-hmm. and just out the side of this building. You're dead. You're yeah, like that fucking horse that Ray Winstone rode. Yeah. That spine is done. Yeah, it's dust.
That actually happened, by the way. This is truth is a theme, and we're telling
Ray
you
Winstone turned a horse's spine into jellyfish.
Yes, he did. Killed a horse. He killed a horse, and I want people to start saying that.
It's a deleted scene in Sexy Beast. Fuck you, horse. I'm beautiful.
I'm gonna sweat when I fuck this horse.
No.
That's what he's doing in that movie. He's fucking and sweating.
Well, yeah, but not to horses.
Oh, no, that's actually true.
Yeah. It's good.
I forgot there's no bestiality in Sexy Beast.
That would make a lot of sense, though. Sexy Beast would be a bestiality movie.
It would be a real on-the-nose mm-hmm. title, I feel.
But I think actually what's happening is Tilda Swinton as the Angel Gabriel is like invisible at this point and throwing her through.
Oh, you know, that would be cool if the movie told us that.
No.
That would be fantastic.
It doesn't want to do that.
But then Constantine, the movie you make up on your own.
And then it's like 20 minutes later we check back in with what happened to her.
She finally lands 20 minutes later, and I think she's just like flying around L.A.
It's like Santa Monica Boulevard!
We love it! That would be great, dude. That's an eternal hell. Uh-huh. That is an eternal hell. You're placed in a room and they play I Love L.A. on loop.
Or just Randy Newman in general. Like it's literally just nothing but Randy Newman when you get to hell.
Santa Monica Boulevard! And then it's like, no, just put a spear through my fucking brain. I'd rather have that happen every hour on the hour for eternity.
So, at this point, to make a turn in the movie, to change things up.
Oh, shit.
We go back to hell.
My God. Like he's commuting.
He goes to Papa Midnight's, and there's this whole thing about, like, I want to use the chair. Oh, my God. And it's just fucking going right back to hell.
Well, this is the thing. He mentions the chair earlier in the film, and it's like, I got to use the chair. And Jimon Hansu's, like, not having it, right? Mm-hmm. So he goes to Rachel Weisz and does that weird thing with the cat, and he goes to hell.
He's like, do you mean the toilet?
I need to use the chair. I need your chair now! Now I have to go! Keanu Reeves yelling for a bathroom.
Could you imagine? Let's all just imagine for a second. We're all friends here now, right? Let's just, because I've never imagined it. Keanu Reeves taking a shit.
Oh, my God. It has to happen.
It has to happen.
I never thought of that before.
No, I know, right?
He's too zen.
Yes.
Like osmosis, it just like floats out of him?
Yes, Eric.
He leaves floaters?
That's terrible.
He has to shit.
Of course he does. You know what? Yeah, you're right.
Who's contesting this?
I don't know.
You are being stubborn right now. I am a DEA agent. And he gets up. He goes, yeah, well, I'm taller.
Walks away.
Flush.
Yes. Yeah.
Steve Zadak with selected Keanu Reeves dialogue from several films.
That's lowbrow. He goes to hell. He winds
up... Well, so this is the point I was getting about this chair, though. Sorry, because it turns out it's really stupid. Because he's making a big fuss about this chair, and I'm watching this movie. I'm excited. I'm seeing this in theaters 12 years ago by myself, as you saw Constantine at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, man, he keeps talking about this chair. This must be pretty cool. Mm. Eventually, he'll sit in this chair, and it'll be awesome.
And something totally new will happen.
And I was on the edge of my chair,
mm-hmm.
figuring out, like, here it comes. And by the way, they throw in a line right here. Not only is it a chair, it was the electric chair from Sing Sing Prison. So
the it's what the Rosenbergs rode to hell.
No.
That's why it's got the power, the portal.
Oh, I see.
So he sits in this thing, and I was like, here it comes. What is this chair gonna do? And it just takes him to hell and shows him the whole movie.
Yes. It does. It's
the Nazi flag is back, the dude jumping the fence in Mexico is back, the whole thing. And you're like, you are just deflated as fuck. That's the chair? What do you care at this point? Go back to that fucking bathroom.
And by the way, you're tricked a bunch of times. There's a lot of good chair shots in this movie. Keanu Reeves dragon chairs.
Some of the
sitting
best
in chairs
in the business.
I would say so. So I was really waiting for it, and then no, this is a very special chair.
It's just a regular chair. Yeah.
What a stupid thing.
So he winds up, they go back to the hospital because it's the only place it could be, in the room with the cross-shaped pool. And there's a bunch of, like, zombies or something around.
Well, this is what we call, we're deleting a bunch of scenes from the movie, and whoops, there's too many, and things aren't making sense.
Yep.
Oh, this movie don't make no sense no more. Including a close-up and line of dialogue from totally known actress Michelle Monaghan, who just pops up in this movie and just goes, "Holy water." And I was like, is that Michelle Monaghan? She's in like fucking Mission Impossible 3
it can't
like a bunch of shit.
No, it can't.
Was that her? And then you look and it's her and she fell victim to deleted scenes. But you know what? You missed one. Take that shot out. Are you kidding me? This poor woman, she thinks she's going to be in Constantine. Here it comes, opening night.
This poor woman thought she was in Constantine?
Dude,
if
I was in Constantine, I would have been very excited. Opening night premiere, I'm getting my tuxedo from Hellblazers. It's got stupid Guy Fieri flames all over it.
Well, if we lost that shot, though, we might not be as long as Star Wars. Like, exactly.
Yeah,
right. Long
oh, that's
Star
right.
Wars.
Yeah, you got to beat that. This movie needed to be over 2 hours.
See, yeah, it's kind of like the Blade scene almost. Like, it's instead of blood, it's just holy water, and all these demons fry up, and then he uses a hit gun, which is fun.
It's like a build-your-own-gun out of a bunch of religious artifacts that he's found in that demon's
office. It's like a fucking Megazord. A religious Megazord.
That's a Power Rangers reference. Mm-hmm.
Just in case you were wondering.
In case you were wondering what a Megazord was, it's a Power Ranger.
I didn't know what it was either. I appreciate the explanation.
So, like, there's a fight.
There's a fight. Tilda Swinton comes down. They wind up killing Shia LaBeouf at this point, which is points. That's points.
It's the best way a character like this can go out. Like, he does one good thing. Mm-hmm. Like, he puts this cross in the hospital's like water system. So when John Constantine hit her in front of the little fire sprinkler system, all the holy water. That's when Michelle Monaghan informs us that it's indeed holy water, which is why I guess we needed to leave that in.
Yeah, sure.
Because
it was really important.
It'd make even less sense. But then, like, Constantine runs out of ammo, total flub, amateur move. But then all of a sudden, this demon gets blasted, and you turn around, and it's Shia LaBeouf. And all he does is say his character's name and then instantly get murdered. It's this triumphant, like, look at this big swinging dick.
Well, he's a Jed. He's a Chaz Kramer asshole. And you're like, yay. And imagining this is a big opening night. Everyone's applauding in the theater, right?
Oh, yeah, you're going apeshit, dude. Seats. Chaz Kramer saved the day. Noted best character in this movie, most important character, Chaz Kramer.
We're talking about a Chaz Kramer spinoff.
Do you think we're angling for that?
Because we
might be.
There's a scene where Jimin Hunsu just has to sit back and be like, man, that guy's great. Like, you know what I mean? He has to be like, that character, I'm on board. I hope you are too, audience.
Like, this movie's already so long, and then we take like a minute of him just smiling at Chaz Kramer just to be like, people like Chaz Kramer, right?
It's like you cut to the Warner Brothers studio, and they're like, we want the audience, when Chaz Kramer is not on screen, to be sitting there thinking, where's Chaz Kramer?
That's half the movie. So the invisible angel Gabriel takes him and kind of just slaps him up and down a couple of times.
Yeah, it's kind of like
it's a bit of a dribble.
It's like a Freddy Krueger kill or like a really lazy Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yes.
Like when the Mortal Kombat character is like just he wants to get the match over with. It's like, yeah, sure, slam, slam. Yeah, he's dead. It should have been like that dude's head comes off.
Yeah, something.
Why not?
And Tilda Swinton comes, she reveals herself, she kind of speaks this whole, you know, this hammy dialogue about, like, you know, the only way to make human beings worthy of heaven is to have hell on earth.
Sure.
We're there, man.
We're figuring it out one day at a time.
This movie happened.
The angel Gabriel told Mary that she was pregnant. You know, he had to come out and be like, "Hey, lady, by the way, just so you know, don't drink any wine. You know, fish is kind of a yay or nay. I don't know.
No soft cheeses for sure. Not just like you
deli
know.
Meat. Absolutely not. Yes.
Sushi? Does that exist? No. Still, mercury. But no. And then the next thing he does is he brings hell on earth. Like, just kind of takes, you know, a couple hundred years off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thousand, maybe.
A couple thousand, something like that.
Something like that.
This movie should have been set at the turn of the millennium, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, raise those stakes a little bit. Just a tad.
Or maybe just call it Hellblazer, because that's what it is, instead of this Constantine shit.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything is... she's about to take the Spear of Destiny, and if she does so and puts it through Rachel Weisz, thus the Son of the Devil get born, and it's going to get really bad on Earth. The Son of the Devil, by the way, looks like concept art from a movie that was thrown in the garbage.
Now, this is weird, because this movie, we've got Keanu Reeves. We have Rachel Weisz twice. Okay? We've got Jimon Hansu. We've got Shia LaBeouf. We've got, you know, Grand Thespian Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah.
Tilda Swinton, man.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the whole big thing that we're trying to bring upon Earth, this guy we're talking about this whole time, the Son of the Devil. So it's not just your old devil, it's the Son of the Devil. Mm-hmm. Devil 2.0, right?
Yeah, this is a cool devil.
He's going to be a cool devil.
Yeah.
And who plays him? A cartoon. It's just a bad, shitty cartoon.
It should be another grunge musician. Get like Art Alazakis out there or something.
Yes!
Whoever sang for Better Than Ezra.
Yeah, definitely.
Whoever sang for Better Than Ezra.
Oh, I think that's that guy's actual name.
Or, man, that band really fell apart when whoever left.
Whoever SF Better Than Ezra.
Yes.
Or you want something really cool, you go like shoot a little higher, like a Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he'd do it. He acts in things sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Gavin Rossdale acts in things sometimes.
Whenever Benicio Del Toro is not available.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Benicio can't do it?
Let's call Billy Joe.
Are Gavin or Billy Joe available?
And at this point, so she's about to bring about the Son of the Devil. Constantine is well fucked. He's been thrown. Everyone gets thrown around in this movie. He's thrown against a glass table, and he's like, "Oh shit! I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna open my wrist because I heard a rumor once that when I die, the devil is gonna come to collect my soul personally."
Oh right, yes. In person appearance by the Lord of Darkness.
Which I would love if he just goes to hell and he's like, "Dude, I thought you were gonna do it personally." He's like, "I don't know. It's." Speaking hyperbolic, I don't know. Like,
yeah, who told you? You actually believe that? Who are you?
Exactly.
Who are you?
Is he supposed to drop what he's doing?
Yeah, exactly.
He's the fucking devil, man. That dude is busy as shit.
Yes.
Like for Kissinger, maybe I'll go up there. But
oh, Kissinger's getting a fucking personal escort. Henry Kissinger, personal escort.
Welcome back, the Dark Lord. Thank you very much.
There's more space in your car this time.
That guy's a war criminal.
Yes.
I just need a little more time. I've only been on Earth for 300 years.
Man, that's, you know what? You want proof that none of this exists. Petty's gone. That dude's still farting around, though.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're doomed.
But here comes the grand entrance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is, wow, you've been waiting all movie for this.
Peter Stormare, huge ham bone in mouth. Just chewing it down.
It's not even like chewing the scenery. It's like chugging the scenery. Like it's like binge drinking of scenery.
It's outrageous. Mm-hmm. And he's like kind of using this high-pitched voice. Mm-hmm. And he's dancing all over the place like Gene Kelly.
I don't know why he, like, was he working on his car? Why does he have tar all over his feet? Or like oil or something?
I read that was a personal decision from Peter Stormare himself.
Really?
Was that not in the Bible anywhere? You read that, right, Steve?
Yeah, cover to cover.
Devil and his tar feet.
And his white linen suit.
Yeah, he looks like a Bee Gee in this thing.
It's like the same wardrobe from Bad Boys 2, like identical.
Oh, well, so what are the years here we're talking, though? Could he have come right from one set to another?
It would be around that time, wouldn't it? Or am I crazy?
Oh, shit. This is getting lazier and lazier, this movie.
Every minute.
No, don't change. Just keep that. Just come to set.
You're fine.
Don't worry about it.
Peter,
we're making Constantine. Fuck it. It's totally fine. Wear whatever you want.
Look, you're just so much of a step up from Gavin Rossdale. Just wear whatever you have on. Whatever you got. It's like a Disney World t-shirt. Ooh, the devil in a Disney World t-shirt.
I was in Bad Boys 2 and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Precisely.
That sounds like a Michael Bay gift.
Well, they originally wanted him to be bare-chested, leather pants, dog collar, and tattoos on face.
Are you serious?
That was the plan before he was like, no. I have a career to tend to here. I will wear a suit and I will put some fake tar on my feet.
Fake tar.
Yes.
It sounds kind of sexy, though, that leather daddy outfit you're describing.
I didn't mean to get you going.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, I'm
How about a little titillation in this God and the Devil movie?
My thoughts are drifting there as well. Like, what would that have really been if I could see it on Peter Stromare?
You know what? You can see it in the gym teacher in Nightmare on Elm Street 2 kind of wears a leather daddy uniform.
He does.
It sounds a little similar to that.
You're right about
that. Yeah.
So they have a heart-to-heart, him and the devil, and he's like, yeah, man.
That's a fucking Charlie Daniels song, by the way. Me and the devil talked it out in between racist tweets I was making. Charlie Daniels, by the way, that's a fucker that needs a Twitter account.
As of this month, he was still tweeting about Benghazi.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes those people can't let things go.
But he's
racists, I mean.
Yes.
He gets a very weird, like a really dumb Keanu line. He's like, hey, Lou, how's it going?
Man, just kill me there.
How's the family?
Oh, it gets worse.
Hey, come on, man. You call the devil.
Lou, have some respect.
So has he met the devil in passing before?
He must have. You wouldn't say this on a first meet and greet, man. Are you kidding me?
A paranormal mixer?
Well, he's always going down to hell every other week.
That's true. Yeah, he's probably trespassed on his property once.
Maybe Lou had him over for Thanksgiving or whatever the devil Thanksgiving is, Columbus Day or something.
Well, that's like...
So this Monday, everyone,
awesome.
Is the Devil's Thanksgiving.
How are you celebrating Devil's Thanksgiving this year?
What's the movie where the devil is named Lou Cipher?
That is Angel Heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about sexy devil movies, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's doing stuff. It's Bobby De Niro.
It's about as sexy as it gets.
Yeah. Yeah. Very subtle.
That beard in that movie?
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember De Niro's beard in Angel Heart? His slick back hair. Yeah, oh, yeah. Fuck. Lou Cipher.
Get lost in that.
I'm there more for Mickey Rourke, honestly. Yeah. His boyish good looks.
So it kind of ends like a Nickelodeon movie. Like the dad has to come in and like
get his son out of a jam.
You know what I mean?
Well, he goes to the city of heaven amongst the clouds. And then good old Lou is like, no, fuck you. And drags him back. So he's nothing happened in the movie. Now he's just going to be back in Los Angeles.
Because he asks Lou, his buddy Lou, to
everybody is saying Lou.
To release Rachel Weisz, numero uno, is Isabel, the one that was already dead and in hell, to heaven. And that is like him doing a noble act of a sacrifice instead of saving himself. So he's going to ascend to heaven until the devil take you down to
to Georgia.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't help that he flips the devil off while doing it.
Yeah. The second of two times this character gives the finger in this movie.
Sounds like a cool dude to me. Yeah.
Man, giving the finger. Can we just wrap that up?
John Constantine, asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
John Constantine is that one dipshit in the nice photo at the party that's like, and you all know that person. You all know that person who thinks it's the funniest thing in the world, where it's like, you know what? We haven't seen each other in years. This has been so much fun. I'm so glad we could get together. Let's get one last group photo before everybody goes home. And then there's fucking Ted at the end of the frame going, well, fuck that guy.
Well, you're lucky if his tongue isn't out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keanu's tongue? Whose tongue?
No, Ted's tongue.
Ted's tongue.
Oh, yeah. So now he removes the lung cancer from Keanu Reeves's body, which is actually, I didn't know that that's something that the devil could do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, cancer is an agent of the devil.
But I mean, like, he sticks his whole hands in there. He doesn't seem to wash them first. Like, I don't, this is major surgery, dude.
Speaking of Nickelodeon, dude, this is like Double Dare. Get your hand up that nose and shit. Just dig into Keanu's ribcage.
And he cures the cancer, but then he dies of an infection.
The devil got some brimstone in there.
Yeah.
And he got, and then John Constantine catches sepsis.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Who saw that coming?
Cerebus sepsis? I don't know. That's bad. That's bad.
It's bad.
And then I was kind of surprised he doesn't eat these tumors, because he has them and they like look like...
They
like,
look good.
They look kind of good.
I'll give you that.
They look kind of good.
Yeah, and, you know, the devil goes down. He's like, next time, Constantine, because there's totally going to be a sequel.
Don't worry
about it.
I'll see you next summer, Constantine.
Could you do me a favor? Stay the fuck out of hell. Hey, get out of here, man. We're trying to torture people.
That's something. He should make a deal with Keanu Reeves. He's like, I promise I'll stop, you know, fucking with the people on Earth. Mm-hmm. If you promise to stop busting in with these pop-ins every week. It's like living in the same town as your parents, and it has to stop. You're not welcome here.
Don't come around here no more. You know, that's another one. Yeah,
was that what that was about? Parents visiting?
Probably. No. R.I.P. Tom Petty.
I really don't think so.
So the movie ends with Rachel Weisz and Keanu Reeves not kissing, because they have absolutely zero chemistry the entire time.
Yeah, man. If they were making out, it'd be like watching two mannequins. Just two passionate mannequins slamming their faces that can't move against each other. It'd be like a bad Twilight Zone episode. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, also, Tilda Swinton has her wings clipped. That's cool.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and she wants John to kill her, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, he's grown as a character, Chris.
Yeah.
How many times have we got to test this character before the fucking credits hit? Like, let's just get on with it.
But the credits do hit, but that's not the end of our... Because there's going to be a Constantine 2, everybody. Everybody knew it was coming.
Do you think that Gavin Rossdale saw the movie opening night in that sweet tuxedo he rented? Mm-hmm. And the movie doesn't end with a Bush or Solo Stuff song?
Yeah.
And he was like, wait a minute. I thought my agent told me, this was in the contract, they promised they would end this movie with one of my tunes. And then he was bummed.
Somebody paid for Greedy Fly. I don't know where it went.
Somebody this was adapted from it.
Everyone was bummed at the end of Constantine. Yeah. Literally everyone. Everyone who saw it was like, man, that sucked.
Did they cancel the after party? You think everybody just went home?
Yes.
Let's all think about this for a while.
So what is the stinger scene? This is amazing.
Right. So Sam Jackson comes out. And he's like,
recruiting John
Guess
Constantine.
What? He's got the Hulk with him.
You fucking wish.
Oh, I do wish.
You gotta take the Hulk down to hell, man.
Oh, he man, the Hulkster in hell?
coming soon.
We don't, yeah, you're
Hulk
right.
Hulk Hogan's going to hell.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean that Hulkster. I meant the big green guy.
They're both going to hell.
So he winds up, he's at Chaz Kramer's graveside because everyone's like, where's Chaz? And he leaves him his lighter. He's like, you were a good sidekick once. Goodbye, movie. And he walks away. And for some reason, Shia LaBeouf's a fucking angel now?
He's Gabriel. He's taken, it's the same outfit.
That's a job? You're just, I'm the new angel Gabriel?
That's really stupid.
They do have a vacancy.
Yeah, I guess
so. So it was a title and not a name?
Yeah, I guess.
He jumps off the tombstone and like ascends, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Cue Rage Against the Machine.
Yes.
That's how that should work. Yeah, just like the end of the Matrix.
Yes,
he's still wearing
now.
That duster.
Get ready to see what I can do. And then he flies away. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wit it now, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like Shia LaBeouf, he's shirtless. He's got a bad haircut and these huge wings. And it's just, we're doing it now.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those words that doesn't make any... Is it, who is it now? Or is it,
we're
in it now? Do we have a real answer?
Come with it now.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm glad we did this live.
Yeah. We would never get that. And a round of applause for that guy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Reading liner notes.
Zach De La Roca back there, everybody.
Oh my God, he's here.
Oh, he's here. Let's say somebody was like, hey, guys, I know you saw Constantine. I haven't yet. Would you recommend it? What would you guys tell that person?
I would definitely say do not. I'm sorry. I love this movie.
What an about face.
Twist ending. I always love a paranormal detective. I don't give a shit what's going on. If someone's investigating the devil-related things... A+. I mean, it's terrible. It kind of moves. It's a little bit of fun, I think.
You're going to love Catholic World. Once that is open.
We've got a lot of fun things planned for you.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Avoid it at all costs.
Now, Catman, I think you watched that television program in its entirety. You want to tell anybody about that?
I had to review the first three or four episodes, and it was also trash.
How many of those made it to air?
I think those were the last three or four episodes,
it might have
too.
Been, honestly. It was
Welcome
dark.
Back to the first and final episode of Constantine.
I would say stay away as well, but it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
See?
It's got stuff.
I think Peter...
Constantine, it's got stuff.
It's okay, but it's... don't see it.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, it's totally fine to skip this movie, but I will argue Hangover movie.
Sure, okay.
If you're feeling like you too should be dragged to hell,
yes.
Put on Constantine to get like a real full-bodied experience.
And sure. If you fall asleep, it's fine. You're not missing a thing.
No, not a goddamn thing.
I might test this tomorrow, I'll be honest with you, depending on how the night goes.
So we always like to end every discussion with a little bit of correspondence from the good people on the IMDb user reviews. Because these are the true heroes that are out there watching movies every day.
First responders?
Yes. And they are out there on the front
the
lines.
The first responders of movies. They see a movie happen and they're the first ones to run in. You're not writing them reviews.
I'm not. Well, that's what happened to me when I saw Force Awakens. I was sitting next to a cinematic first responder. Because he was sitting next to me, and then he was with a lady friend, and he told her to hurry up because he had to get home and quote give the internet a piece of his mind.
No, he did not.
Yeah. So I just imagine that guy every time I read these things. So we got two here. So this is from the Internet Movie Database.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So username Lexaflex. From February the 10th, 2005, so this is like right when this movie came out, 3 out of 10 stars.
Oh, that's not very good.
Aww. No, that's not impressive at all. Mm. I saw this film a few nights ago here in Albany, and I have to say, I was disappointed with it. The special effects are terrific! That's why we read these.
Wait, no, that's an incorrect statement.
But the story needed a lot more work, and Keanu Reeves looked like he was sleepwalking during the entire film.
A rarity for Keanu.
Yes.
And to say that he was miscast in the role is an understatement. One with not being English, I can see what that guy's getting at.
Sure.
What Lexaflex is getting at here. The character of Angela, played by the wonderful Rachel Weisz, is actually a much better character than Keanu's and would have been a better lead as well if you had people who really cared about what they were doing in this film.
I like the idea that in the middle of everything, we got Constantine posters like, dude, we got to call this movie Angela. I'm sorry. The movie is speaking to me right now, and I care about what this movie is.
We're recutting it right now. We're getting ready for this release, whether you like it or not.
Oh, that would be great. And like for the trailer, you could get Tony Danza to do the narration.
Oh, nice.
And he just goes, Angela, coming this summer.
I like it.
And its sequel, Mona.
You just made it scarier. So, yeah.
Yeah, but what are you talking about? It's called fucking Constantine. Lexaflex, you boob. And Jimon Hansu is also very good as Papa Midnight. And I found his character also more integral to the story than Keanu's. It's called Constantine. Now, you want a Papa Midnight movie, that's fine, man, but that's a movie called Papa Midnight.
First, mm-hmm. We have to have our Constantine before we have our Papa Midnight. So, yeah. You know what?
At least you knew where he was coming from, and he had a more lively personality than the bored, stiff composure of Keanu's John Constantine.
Another incorrect statement.
This guy just is a fan of, like, supporting roles.
Okay.
Peter Stormare gives a lively yet somewhat campy turn as Satan himself. somewhat campy. Mm-hmm. I want Lexaflex's definition of balls to the wall scenery chewing because it must be really intense. Like, you watch it and it's so cheesy you die. If this is somewhat campy. God. The ending is okay, but the revelation concerning a character is not well done because of the fact that we only see that character, they're talking about Tilda Swinton, for about one scene during the course of the whole film, or maybe Shia LaBeouf. And then suddenly you're supposed to believe that the character was a major player, which in fact the film really does not explain at all towards the end.
Well, he's right, I think.
Yeah. It's giving the internet a piece of their mind, man. Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Thumbs up to Rachel Weisz, Jimon Hounsou, and Peter Stormare, loving the supporters, man, for giving their best efforts to this movie. But thumbs down to the lazy acting of Keanu Reeves and to the movie itself for not trying to be better than what was on the script. So that's Lexaflex.
Uh-huh.
Now we got the other side of the coin here.
Oh, wow, there's two sides. There's a lot of people on both sides of the Constantine. There's
there were a lot of people on both sides of the Constantine debate.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, this is, of course, 10 out of 10 stars.
Of course, you gotta go.
Wish we could have gave it more. Subject line, loved it! McDonald's and Constantine. From Marcus Oliva.
Mm-hmm.
Marcos Oliva. So that's like your username is just your name.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Everybody knows that this dude really loved Constantine. Oh, May 16th, 2005. Guys, that's my birthday.
Does this count as doxing someone?
Yes, it does. I think so.
Okay.
Didn't they get rid of all these, though?
Yeah.
Or they got rid of the message board.
The message, yeah, boards, the message board. Yeah.
What a tragedy. What a fucking tragedy.
What are you talking about? That shit was terrible.
Toxic world.
That was the gag.
It was all racism and like, hey, where are the nudes?
I know.
Hey, where are the nudes? I'm on IMDb message board.
You saying noobs or nudes?
Nudes.
Oh, nudes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Naked pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Naked. All right. 10 out of 10 stars. Loved it. Marcus Oliva, written on my birthday 17 years ago, 12 years ago. If you are a fan of Keanu Reeves, then you'll love this movie.
That's true.
Incorrect.
What?
I'm a fan of Keanu Reeves. This movie's terrible.
Okay, fair enough.
Of course, he plays a similar character to his other roles, but so do most actors. I believe most actors are merely personalities, and Keanu has a cool one at that. He's got a cool personality. I'd love to hang out with Keanu Reeves. He seems like he's got a cool personality.
I would not.
Hang out with Keanu Reeves?
No.
He's supposed to be the nicest guy in Hollywood.
I know, exactly. He's just really nice. I just feel like he would make me uncomfortable.
I'd be worried that I'd be bothering him.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
That's a bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
The special effects were great. Low standards. And there were many picturesque scenes that will leave an imprint on your mind.
Sure. All the...
Picturesque?
The tan trash that's all over this fucking thing.
Tan trash.
It's like our president, Dan Trash.
Dan Trash.
I cannot believe Rex Tillerson would say such a thing. That is fake news.
He called him tan fucking trash.
Come on down to Hellblazers where tan trash is half price.
Half off tan trash. We have to move it. We've ordered too much tan trash. Even though I had never read the comic book, I really appreciated this movie for its religious theme. The first part of that sentence doesn't make sense with the second part of
no.
that sentence. What the fuck does one have to do with the other one? It's almost like these people aren't professional film critics.
No.
Almost.
Like that.
Close.
I think anyone can relate to the movie's notions of heaven and hell, good and evil. Sure.
I mean, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
What,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You've whatever. Lived in the world. You know what shit is.
Yeah.
I know what words mean.
The movie was funny.
Uh-huh.
Had just enough action. So not too much action. You don't want this movie to have too much action.
Don't
want to
overdose on it.
Balance the action with being boring as sin.
I need time to think or go to the bathroom.
Maybe nod off for a few minutes. Not offer a reel or two.
Mm-hmm.
Cool weapons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. You want cool weapons, too.
Always.
Yeah, those bullet shavings from that Pope assassination attempt. Cool weapon, man. Holy water, cool weapon.
Mm-hmm. All the cool weapons.
and breathtaking scenes.
Just scenes that, oh, they'll take your breath right away.
If you sigh, is that breathtaking?
I think that's what he means.
That's yeah.
You're taking a breath. Yes. You will keep taking a breath while this movie goes on. When you see a bowling alley.
Most importantly, watching it, I easily felt transported into that world.
Hell.
Yeah, because like watching this movie is like being in hell. So that's an accurate statement. It's the one accurate statement here. Great movie overall. I hope there's a sequel.
No.
No, there shouldn't be.
We've been We Hate Movies, everybody. Thanks for coming out to PodFest. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Podcast.